You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
We welcome you to the gym class here in KGYM on this Tuesday edition. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben, our producer on the other side of the glass with you here today. Good show coming up for you. We'll talk Iowa State Athletics, spring football wrap, and basketball with Rob Gray. He covers the Cyclones for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Plenty to talk about. NIL, Tyrese Hunter, and a wrap of spring ball. We'll do that coming up at about half past the hour, taking a look at everything going on in the world of sports, and that includes more on name, image, and likeness coming up on the program today. Great to have you aboard, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, and as well as 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, the KGYM mobile app, and your smart speaker as well. We are presented by DePaco Community Credit Union each and every day here on the Gym Class program. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by checking them out, going online to their website, DePaco.com. You can also get there by going through our website and learning more about DePaco at KGYMradio.com here on a somewhat sunny and chilly, but manageable Tuesday afternoon here in eastern Iowa. Good afternoon. How are you today?
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm doing well after sleeping through a record low last night, as I understand. But a little more livable, and I know a lot of schools are trying to get track meets in because Drake Relay's standards, I think you have to be completed through Thursday, something like that. So they're really scrambling to get in as many meets as possible and get those kids qualified. So hopefully some good performances tonight.
Yeah, hopefully. And so pieces of news today. First of all, Iowa State picking up a verbal commitment, and we'll talk with Rob about this as well. Well, he is the top quarterback prospect in the state of Iowa going into 2022 as far as the Iowa high school football ranks are is concerned. J.J. Cole, the tall 6'6 quarterback out of Ankeny, who helped lead the Hawks anyway to the last two state championship game appearances, a championship in 2020 and a runner-up finish in 2021. Announced today, not a big surprise, as he is going to play his college football for Iowa State. His dad played at Iowa State, was a kicker at Iowa State. I was going to look up exactly when his dad was there, but I want to say what, 90s-ish, right in there?
Yeah.
I would imagine taking a guess right there, but like I said, he's a good quarterback, man. Got to see him on a couple of different occasions. Guy's got a cannon for an arm. Was being looked at by many top schools around the Midwest, as well as Florida State was also in on Mr. Cole. But he is going to play his college football in Ames and stay close to home and play for Iowa State. And,
good player, huh?
He's a good player. He's a good player. Now, he had a lot of weapons around him. But I think he can do it with anybody out there. And he's going to have a very good senior year. Very good athlete as well for the Ankeny Hawks out there. But he is going to go to Iowa State. And so you got that in the news today. And then we also have, we should bring Razorback Dale in on this one and find out exactly, you know, if he's got an inside track on this or anything like that. Text line available for Dale and everybody else, by the way, at 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Phone line as well, 319-366-1600, however you choose to interact with us here on the Gym Class program on this Tuesday. But news being made today, more on the name, image, and likeness as far as college athletics is concerned. John Daly II from the University of Arkansas signs a deal. Just like he's a chip off the old block, Mark. With Hooters. We can say that because that restaurant's not in town, even though it's been rumored to come 24 times over the last two decades. Not here yet. So I think we can get away with saying it, but he has signed an NIL with Hooters, just like dear old dad.
Yeah, little John said he admired what his dad did in his relationship with Hooters, whatever that means. But yeah, the little John has played one varsity meet.
And he's a good player.
In his brief career at Arkansas. Arkansas is very good. John Daly II is a freshman at Arkansas. Terms of the deal, unknown. But pretty sweet for a guy who's got one varsity competition. But it helps to have a certain name.
He's won as many golf tournaments, pseudo silly season PGA events, as he has played in college events. Because he and his father teamed up to beat the Woodses and the father-son. You know, back when Tiger and Charlie were playing.
He is a good player.
He is a very good player.
Arkansas has a lot of good players.
They do. Razorback Dale is up on that as well. 95-98, by the way, for Cole's father. Thank you, Cyclone Tim. So I was right. He was there in the 90s as a kicker for the Cyclones. So
Jamie.
Like father, like son twice today.
Jamie Cole.
Jamie Cole was a kicker for Iowa State in the late 90s, mid to late 90s there, and now his son will play quarterback. Probably the heir apparent to Hunter Deckers, but we'll wait and see how that all plays out. But yes, John Daly II signs with Hooters, and it's a very lucrative deal, and it's great for him. You know, and I've changed my tune as far as NIL is concerned. I am, you know, if college athletes can get name, image, and likeness money, great. Fantastic. Now, I do think it needs to be regulated somehow because I think it is going to take off. It has taken off. It has become not a fair playing field, if you will. I don't know how the NCAA is going to rein this in. Maybe it will not even be the NCAA. I'm sure there were a lot of college athletes that were sweating it out a little bit as far as doing their taxes are concerned. At least there better be.
Yeah. New thing.
You and
them.
I are paying taxes. They better be paying taxes.
Tell me about it.
And all that situation right there. But, you know, this isn't going to go away. This isn't going to go away. In fact, yesterday, pretty well reported as far as the after effects of Tyrese Hunter leaving Iowa State, going into the transfer portal. A lot of rumors out there to the fact that it had to do in some part with the NIL situation and an ability to get more for name, image, and likeness going somewhere else to play for Tyrese Hunter. Iowa State, according to Chris Williams from Cyclone Fanatic, has many big boosters that are pooling their resources to come up with a way to keep athletes or get athletes to Ames. Now, reportedly, this was being talked about before the Tyrese Hunter decision came down. And, you know, we've talked about it before, Mark. Basically, this is paying athletes, but it's legal now. Ladies and gentlemen, the kitty is out of the bag. As far as this one is concerned. 319-366-1600.
Little John Daly's comment about signing a deal with Hooters.
I like the wings.
Quote, Hooters is the ideal place for me to go and unwind after a long day on the course or in the classroom. So I am honored to be chosen as an ambassador for the iconic brand. I have seen my father's great relationship with Hooters over the years, and I am proud to continue my family's association with this iconic brand. That's two iconic brand references.
Very iconic. Of course, John Daly has a long history with the chain.
Not just any college golfer is going to get this deal, right?
Oh, no. I mean, it's going to be John Daly the second, or who else are they giving it to? Especially, you know, a JV golfer for the glorious Arkansas Razorbacks of Razorback Dale. I don't think there are any. I don't think Tyler Stith's got any guys on the second team that are
no
getting national chains to be their sponsor.
No.
We can ask him. By the way, Caddy Smack tomorrow on the gym class.
Little John really need an NIL deal?
Well, if you can get it, great.
It's like Charlie Woods. He doesn't need an NIL deal when the time comes.
Oh,
you know it's coming.
Yeah. I think that's going to be, I think that's going to be coming down the line. Going to be coming down the line. No doubt about that. What do you think? 319-366-1600. Yes. Yes. It's a great place to go to unwind because you only go there for the wings. Thank you, 0835. Very true.
Since there's not a place in town, I never thought the food was that great there.
I like the wings.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find if there's one in Fayetteville. That's what I'm trying to find, right? I'm doing double duty right now.
Plenty of people have tried to bring a Hooters to the metro area, but Hooters has a policy of only within X number of miles of another Hooters. There's one in Davenport.
Correct.
Right?
There is not.
So I've heard.
There is not a Hooters in Fayetteville. The closest one is in Fort Smith, which is down I-49 a piece.
Okay.
So now there's not even a restaurant there. Maybe they're planning one. Maybe they're planning one, and he's going to be the guy. They had the temporary one on Washington Road during Masters Week.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's John Daly Sr.
Ah.
That is in charge of that back in the day when John was a little upset that he wasn't in. Well, I mean, you're in the Masters or you're not in the Masters. I mean, that's the way it goes. So, but he had all the paraphernalia outside the gates because they would not let him inside the gates.
6936 on the text line. Just because their parent has money doesn't mean they have money. If the parents are doing anything, they are also teaching them to earn their own.
And he has.
Fair enough.
And he has. And I am not against the NIL. I bully for John Daly the second, bully for everybody else. What I'm against is the fact that this is not a level playing field. And I think it was shown by the Tyrese Hunter situation and other situations out there. And I don't think it's going to get any better. I think it's going to get a whole lot worse. As this is basically the Wild West now as far as getting athletes to go to your school, if you can get them an NIL contract to, you know, peddle this or peddle that or peddle a restaurant or peddle a car dealership or peddle whatever you want to peddle out there. And it's not going to get any more level in the near future. So the chasm between the haves and the have-nots is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
JV golfer, a brand ambassador for a national chain. Only in America, I guess.
Only in America. And as that happens, and I know Spencer hit on this a little bit on Spencer on Sports as well, you've got the announcement today that Major League Baseball is going to join up with the NBA as well as the NFL. The NFL right now only has corporate logos on their practice uniforms, but that is going to change. That's going to change very soon, and you're going to see, starting in 2023, corporate logos on Major League Baseball uniforms. And that's fine. Whatever.
We could play the perfect fit game. Perfect ambassador on the right sleeve of the Chicago White Sox, Chicago Cubs, Cardinals, AB.
That's kind of a no-brainer right there.
Twins, Royals, Brewers.
Well, Twins has a circular logo, I believe, that would be the first and foremost, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm the CEO of that corporation, I am probably already on the phone.
I don't care.
Whatever. It's fine. I mean, it is what it is.
You ever watch a race?
Oh, yeah. I mean, or the boards in hockey. Outfield walls in baseball. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's another income avenue to pay whoever you need to pay, players, staff, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't think it's a huge deal. You know, we're not even going to notice them. You don't even notice them in the NBA. These are going to be a larger patch, though. And it's going to happen in the NFL before long. Golfers, another great example.
Oh, they're plastered with them.
Yeah. So it's not a big deal. Not a big deal. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here in the Gym Class program on KGYM. As text line helping us out here today, 0835. It's like free agency in pro sports. Where am I going to get playing time, and where's the best NIL deal possible? Because most of these athletes are not playing pro sports after college. Correct. But I do believe you're going to get a lot of these schools that do push out a lot of professional athletes are going to be the ones that are going to be able to give more as far as NIL, or influence more corporations and or people to push out that money to the athletes coming in. That's the problem. That's the problem. Central Florida football had QR codes on the players' jerseys during spring practice promoting each player's social platforms.
Saw that.
Interesting. Interesting.
You had to scan the jersey or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm waiting for the what's the next step? I think it's going to be I'm waiting for the and it won't be a public school or anything like that. It's going to be probably an academy, a high school academy that's going to be the first to be, you know, sponsored by blank 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 blank. Right?
Probably.
It's coming.
David and Hudson, I think it was Shaq that said, "I'm rich, my kids aren't."
I think they're doing okay.
Gosh, I almost went down the political road.
No.
And I caught myself.
Don't do it.
Parents talking to their kids about their activities.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. 319-366-1600 here.
We're not supposed to do that on this station.
We're not doing that. We're going to talk to Rob Gray. Plenty to talk about with Iowa State, and we'll get his thoughts about, did Tyrese Hunter leave for one of the reasons being name, image, and likeness, and an opportunity to collect more at a different school. We'll talk with Rob about that. Find out his thoughts about spring football and the wrap-up for Iowa State as they look ahead to 2022 with a lot of new faces on the football field for the Cyclones. One of those faces, Orion Vance, in his sixth year from Cedar Rapids, Washington, the terrific linebacker. And he will be a stalwart on that defensive linebacking crew for Iowa State. Hunter Deckers coming into the quarterback position for Iowa State next year. Big shoes to fill with Brock Purdy, but Deckers got a big arm as well. Big guy, can run it. He's faster than what he looks out there.
Let's throw a question out to our text line or our phone line. Because I visited with Rob Gray earlier today, and you and I talked in our preparation for the show. I cannot remember another left-handed starting quarterback at Iowa State. 319-366-1600. Has there been a left-handed starting quarterback at Iowa State? I don't recall.
I don't recall one either, unless it's back, you know, pre-70s, pre-Earl Bruce.
Yeah, that was like George Amundsen, and I covered Iowa State when it was David Archer and
David
Alex
Archer.
Espinoza, all right-handers. Left-handed quarterback to start at Iowa State.
Maybe this is a first.
Come on, Matt in Cedar Rapids.
319-366-1600. If you know of an Iowa State quarterback, a lefty that played for the Cyclones out there. Todd and Alex coming up next with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. They have your next chance to win tickets to see Daughtry and his dearly beloved tour with special guest Blackstone Cherry to the McGrath Amphitheater coming up on Saturday, the 23rd of July. Daughtry has sold over 9 million albums and 16 million singles worldwide, as well as sold out concerts across the globe. You won't want to miss out on songs like Leave This Town, Break the Spell, Baptize, and much, much more when they take center stage in Cedar Rapids. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 o'clock, and of course, you can win them all week with Todd and Alex from 4 to 6 right here on KGYM. 326, and we're going to talk to Rob Gray after a break, and also after an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Check them out online at emilshideaway.com. They're open at 4 o'clock. They offer online ordering, curbside carryout, and delivery. And you can just stop on in, say hi to Jamie and Chris, and maybe Dave and everybody over there at Emil's Hideaway. Behind Taco John's, next to Home Depot, and across from Lindale Mall on the southeast side of Cedar Rapids on First Avenue. What's up today?
On the scoreboard, a couple afternoon baseball games, parts of doubleheaders. Washington has defeated Arizona 6-1 in the first of two. And the first of two, the Giants leading the Mets 4-1, bottom of the fourth. And I understand the White Sox called off tonight. Is that right?
Second straight day, yes. Yeah. Apparently the White Sox will not play the Guardians.
Also in baseball, the Cedar Rapids Colonels open up a six-game set against the Peoria Chiefs, affiliated with the St. Louis Cardinals. Cedar Rapids currently one game ahead of Peoria and Wisconsin in the West Division. And coming up, top of the hour, 4:05 to be specific, Iowa faces Bradley at Banks Field in a non-conference game. Max Murin, Iowa wrestler, has announced he will return for his sixth season with the Hawkeyes. And finally, Maryland has extended the contract of Cedar Rapids Washington product Brenda Fries, its women's head coach, through 2028-29.
Good for her. Done a tremendous job, and they're going to be in the top 10 next year. They have everybody back from a young team this year at Maryland. Probably were expected to do a little bit more this year, but had a lot of freshmen on that roster, and they're going to be dynamite next year in a really, really good Big Ten. So good for her. Good for her. We'll take a break. Come back after this weather update and a timeout. Rob Gray will join us, and plenty to talk about from Cyclone Nation. We'll do that when we come back here in the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And clouds are going to be streaming in for the rest of the afternoon. It is going to be still cool today with a high temperature around 50. Later on tonight, we'll have cloudy skies. It'll be a bit breezy. Temperatures drop to a low around 40. Tomorrow, we stay cool with temperatures in the 40s to around 50 degrees. And we'll have rain falling throughout the day with light to moderate widespread rain showers. Rain winds down Wednesday night, and we dry out and warm up on Thursday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign in your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement and get a $50 bonus every time you refer a friend to BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Iowa only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit. Site credit expires in 30 days. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
When he's good, he's thorough good.
But I'm bad to the bone.
When he's bad, he's even better. George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Good to be bad tour. 45 years of rock. May 3rd, the Paramount Theater. Tickets on sale now at creventslive.com. George Thorogood and the Destroyers, live.
For a beautiful look that protects and stays clean, choose Dutch Boy Paint from Menards. Now all 11% off. Get quality products with smart technology like mildew-resistant coating, stain shield, and dirt-resistant paint and primer in the award-winning Dutch Boy Twist and Pour containers. Get 11% off everything, including the full line of Dutch Boy paints, now at Menards. Good through April 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Turn that on. At 3:31, back with you here on the Gym Class program on KGYM, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. Scott and Mark with you. Ben, our producer, once again here on this Tuesday edition of the show. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We'll talk golf with Brian Haas, our resident Caddy Smack Pro, coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to that. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. If you have a question out there or comments, question specifically for our next guest, our friend Rob Gray, covers the Iowa State Cyclones for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Busy guy over the last handful of days or so. And, Rob,
yes,
thanks.
Indeed.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And let's start with the latest story, if you will. We thought we were going to talk football exclusively, and then all of a sudden the news breaks. You had the rumors over the weekend and then became a reality yesterday. Tyrese Hunter getting going into the transfer portal. What do you know about it, and how much does it have to do with the NIL, like a lot of people are saying?
Well, good to join you, Scott and Mark. Yeah, very busy time, and, you know, this is, I don't know, brave new world, uncharted territory with the portal and NIL kind of coalescing to create a lot of chaos, especially around Iowa State, who has benefited from the portal quite a bit in the past. And I dare to say it kind of blindsided the fan base that Tyrese decided to enter the portal. I would presume, without not having been able to speak with him or anyone close to him, that the opportunity to make something through name, image, and likeness would be an impactful factor in this decision. But I'm not certain. But obviously, I think that colors about every big-time player's entrance into the portal. I don't know a whole lot beyond that, other than the centerpiece for Iowa State trying to build off the biggest turnaround in program history you know, the centerpiece of that program is now planning to go elsewhere. So leaves them in a difficult spot, even with a good point guard in Tamman Lipsey of Ames coming in, and they've gotten the Williams, Jeremiah Williams from Temple, who has some point guard experience, but I think was looking forward to doing some more shooting guard. So wait and see, I guess. But, I mean, the portal's going to stay wide open and for everybody. So bumpy times all the time.
Yeah, the makeup of this team is going to be interesting. You mentioned Lipsey coming in, very talented player. And whether T.J. Otzelberger goes further into the portal, I'm not sure what's available there, really. But still out there is Omaha Ballou and his decision. What do you know about that?
Not a whole lot. I know that Iowa State has been in the mix from early on. But, man, his profile has grown so much. I think he's, you know, probably another victory for the Blue Bloods with him. But, yeah, he's a complete player. I mean, does Iowa State theoretically have a shot? Yeah, but, I mean, I think he's probably, like I said, heading to one of the big-name programs.
We were talking earlier, Rob, about NIL a little bit, and I don't think anybody's against NIL. What I stated the problem is it's not a level playing field still, and I think the chasm between the haves and the have-nots is going to grow even more unless there's something done pretty quickly, and you know the horse may be out of the barn already as far as this situation is concerned. Just want to know your thoughts about it.
Well, I was all in favor of it because it does give a student athlete a chance to, you know, make some money in school. But, you know, you let that genie out of the bottle. And again, the NCAA for a long time clung to the amateurism deal. And it is amateurism, but at the same time, you know, there were impending court battles. I mean, something was going to happen, and perhaps they could have prepared better rather than being dragged, you know, digging their heels in against it until they finally felt that they had to vote to, NCAA members had to vote to allow it. I think the first few years here, and obviously it got approved, or it went into effect last June, I believe, late last June, are going to be really rough. And I agree it will exacerbate the gap between the haves and the have-nots. It's always been there, and it's always been pretty, you know, pretty large. But at the same time, you know, my friend, colleague, and publisher at Cyclofanatic, Chris Williams, cited a source that Iowa State has an NIL, quote-unquote, collective in the works, and the genesis of that predated Tyrese Hunter's decision to go into the transfer portal. So, I mean, these things are popping up everywhere, but all of it's more or less, if you want to call it regulated loosely, state and local levels. So I think at some point, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how it goes, there's going to have to be something, some framework that can apply, I think, universally across all the states. But how that happens, who's involved, I mean, who knows? But it is, a lot of people have called it the Wild West, and it certainly is. I mean, there was not enough in place to stop some things from happening that are obviously troubling. And at a time when fans are being asked to pay more, and, you know, now you want, you know, Joe Smith down the road to chip into an NIL collective. It's problematic, even though there are a lot of positives to NIL coming into existence. It's obviously very problematic, and it's going to be very messy to sort through. I think there will be a new normal that will be better than it was before, but we're a long ways from that.
Matt Campbell took his football team on the road, was going to be three times. It ended up being twice. To Gilbert last week for the final spring tune-up. And a lot of ways to go here, Rob, but I'm really interested how this Hunter Deckers is going to be at quarterback for the Cyclones. We've seen a small sample size. And by the way, we have not here in Cedar Rapids solved the mystery of whether there's been a left-handed starting quarterback at Iowa State. But tell us about this guy, what might be expected of him.
Well, I think he's going to be expected to be highly skilled and highly productive. I mean, he hasn't seen much duty, obviously, behind Brock Purdy. He's a redshirt sophomore, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception in his career. Again, mostly in late game or spot duty, as in the Iowa game where he did throw a touchdown. Rushed for a couple touchdowns. I mean, he has all the tools, as they say. You know, 6'3", big body, 235-ish. And their highest rated quarterback for 247 Sports that they've had, and the second highest they just committed last night in J.J. Cole out of Ankeny for class of 2023. So I think they fully expect him to come in and be the type of player they expected Brock Purdy to be, somebody who can make good decisions, somebody that can make plays down the field and with their feet, even though he's big. And I think that's what he fully expects from himself. But again, small sample size, so there's no way of knowing how he's going to play when, as Matt Campbell and many others say, quote, the lights come on, unquote.
True, and he's a winner, too. With the appearances in the state championship games up at West Sioux, and I think he's going to be just fine. The running back situation, Breesall, of course, going to the NFL. He'll hear his name called in about a week and a half. I know Iowa State feels very good about number one. They got to find some depth, and they had a little bit of an injury situation with that, but what's the running back situation looking like going into fall?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think depth will be a concern. Deion Silas, I think you were referring to, who showed some flashes in a couple games last season. You know, got dinged up in some way this spring, so they held him out of spring. But Matt Campbell said he should be good to go. I mean, from there heading into summer workouts and all that. But yeah, Jirell Brock, what coach isn't high on everyone they recruit, but very high on him. He came in same class as Breesall. They were very close. Both of them 4-star for recruiting services. So highly thought of. He's done well as a third down back and more of a pass pro back. And when he's had the opportunity to run the ball, he's run it pretty well. But, outside of that, you got Eli Sanders. You got a true freshman in Cartavius Norton who got banged up a little bit late in the spring, so we didn't see him at Gilbert, but I know they have big expectations for him, and is depth an issue? Certainly experience depth is a big issue there, but I think they're really pleased with the type of talent they have, and they feel that they complement each other pretty well in terms of running style, size, and all of that.
Rob, what did stand out to you, good or bad, in Gilbert?
I think one thing that stood out is they were really enjoying themselves. That was a more extended scrimmage than the one they did at Ames, it felt like anyway. And, the defense at times looked pretty dominant. They were really they were forcing some pre-snap penalties and really putting the offense in tough situations, which is exactly what Campbell and his staff want. That's one of the main things they said they wanted to do, with the team, but especially with Hunter Deckers to help prepare him. And it's also another reason why they decided to go on the road for the first time since taking over the program in 2016. They felt they wanted to get him in a setting, at least somewhat like a competitive game setting, instead of just hanging around the indoor. So also some spectacular grabs. I mean, true freshman Greg Gaines, a highly touted receiver out of Tampa, has really impressed all spring. He had some impressive grabs both in the Ames scrimmage practices and the one in Gilbert. And the quarterback, true freshman quarterback, also from Tampa, played youth football, Greg Gaines, Rocco Becht, son of Anthony Becht, former NFLer. has really impressed him. And he was taking the number two reps. And Ashton Cook, of course, well-known in your parts, was taking some number two reps at all, especially with Aiden Bauman having left for the transfer portal. But the play of the quarterback, the young guys like Greg Gaines and Rocco Becht and a handful of others are really starting to do some good things. And then you have the more veterans than you think. You know, when Orion Vance decides to come back, you know, the former Washington star who's done a lot of good things at Iowa State was injured most of last season. And Will McDonald, their all-time sacks leader, just pad that this season as an edge rusher. And Anthony Johnson switching to safety. I mean, a lot of intrigue and a lot of unknown at Iowa State. But, you know, like I said, more veterans than you'd think. And I think they're really pleased with how the youngsters are coming along. But, again, Big 12, lights come on. Who knows when you've got a largely young team that's got to prove itself.
Rob Gray covers Cyclones for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, joining us. Give him a follow on Twitter and read his stuff at thegazette.com. On a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. You mentioned just kind of the overall aura of things, just kind of having fun. Different outlook going into this year. So much pressure, I think, now looking back at everything in 2021. Who knows if it played, how much of a part it played as far as the season and how it played out anyway. But the expectations are not going to be on this team. And I don't know. Maybe that's a better thing that Iowa State doesn't have that target on their back, and you know they can go up and sneak up on people this year.
Yeah, and I mean every coach says this, but Campbell really stressed that he feels that the program's at its best when it feels like it's, oh, you don't think we can do anything, you know, in that so-called prove it mode and the cliche chip on your shoulder and all of that, but that's all real for athletes, especially when Iowa State, again, it sounds corny, but Breece Hall said it and others have caught on to it. They call it five-star culture because they are not getting five-star players. And that's what they buy into. That's what they believe. And they're going to approach this season like they can improve, certainly on last season, where it seemed like every time it came down to a critical last play, either A, they could not execute and lost a close game, or somebody made a kick, one of the longest kicks in their school's history, as time expired. It was just kind of a snake pit type of season that was setting up, as you mentioned, to be a dream type season, given the level of experience and talent that came back to that team that ultimately played in the Cheez-It Bowl against Clemson, competed in that game, but couldn't get over the hump and lost by a touchdown. So, yeah, not a whole lot of expectations except inside those walls there, as Coach Campbell likes to say, and that's the way they like it. And it just means, I guess, fans should be excited to see what they can do and whether this program is now on a footing where they don't take a big step back after a string of success, the four consecutive bowl games. they don't go back to, you know, 3-9, 2-10, those sorts of things.
Just coming out from your guy Chris Williams and others that Iowa State women have landed a graduate transfer, a three-time first-team All-American out of the NAIA ranks, Stephanie Soares. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but that's a good thing. But also Aubrey Jones has entered the transfer portal, which some folks thought a little curious, considering her sister Ashley is apparently coming back and younger sister going to enter the program. Was that your reaction or not?
It was I was prepping a lot for that scrimmage, I think, at the time, and I found it curious. One thing I will say is Audrey, who's a heck of a shooter, played a lot in the non-conference portion of the schedule, and her playing time dwindled throughout Big 12 play and beyond. I think she's got a lot of room to grow. I think that's a crowded backcourt with Emily Ryan back, Lexi Dunarski back, her sister Ashley, the all-time leading scorer, going to probably put that record out of reach with the extra year. And you know, just and Maggie Espinola McGraw back as well. I think maybe she wants to carve out her own niche. I mean, she's been in the shadow, in a sense, of Ashley for a long time. And you know, I'm sure she has personal goals that she wants to achieve. So, again, curious, because they talked about how they enjoy playing together. But at the same time, I could see her wanting to get a push to make more of an immediate mark, and more power to her in that regard.
As far as the men, before we let you go here, Rob, any word on maybe inkling what Gabe Kalscher is thinking? Because that's going to be a big swing as far as Iowa State. If he comes back, that gives a guy that's got, uber veteranism, if you will, for this Iowa State team. That's going to be, a lot of new faces again. If he doesn't come back, that's going to be another hole that T.J. Otzelberger is going to have to fill.
Yeah. I mean, and Kalscher is inconsistent, to put it mildly, as he has been on the offensive end, not just at Iowa State, but at Minnesota, too, before coming over. He's really emerged as a leader. Yeah, and Coach Otzelberger constantly said he was their best defender, best on-ball defender, off-ball defender, and really set a standard there for, you know, what they pinned their hopes on last season, which is stern and disruptive defense. I feel like he's coming back, but again, this is that world where I don't think many people felt like, after Tyrese Hunter played his best game for Iowa State by hitting 7 threes in the first round window of LSU and helped the Cyclones into Sweet 16, that he was going to go elsewhere. So my inkling I have says Gabe Kalscher comes back, but there's always got to be a big asterisk, especially now that the portal works in its very mysterious ways.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually it's a little bit of a downtime. I mean, you got spring sports going on right now as far as colleges are concerned, but I don't think there's ever a downtime with recruiting in the portal now. I think, it's 24/7, 365 now. What do you think?
Yeah, pretty much, just because you have a variety of sports that they're utilizing it. I mean, in professional sports, true professional sports, you know, there's a limited time frame for free agency, you know, and here it seems like, while it is limited, it does feel like it's going 24/7. So always got to check the Twitter, always got to keep the ear to the ground. And that's, part of this new uncharted territory.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Rob, appreciate the time as always, man. Take care, and thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Always great to join you, Scott and Mark, and take care.
All right. Rob Gray covers the Iowa State Cyclones for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter as well. We'll take a break, come back, and have more of the Gym Class after this here on KGYM.
Hey, why are everybody's leaves out?
Leaf vacuum day, buddy.
How do you guys all know this?
It's right on my phone. See?
Huh. Nothing's on my phone.
Well, you're signed up at crnewsnow.com, right? That's how the city of Cedar Rapids lets you know.
Don't they just sign me up automatically or something?
No. You actually have to sign up at crnewsnow.com. It takes like 3 minutes.
No more missed leaf day. I like it.
Spring leaf vacuum collection continues through April. Never miss the leaf vacuum again. Sign up at crnewsnow.com.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Presenting the world's worst combos. Using a chainsaw while blindfolded.
Hey, watch out!
Performing surgery while roller skating.
Whoa!
And being high while driving. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get an OWI. This ad brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Back with you on the Gym Class, KGYM 353. Thanks for joining us here today. Caddy Smack in the Gym Class coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to talking golf. Brian Haas is going to be here in studio. If you have a question about your game, let us know via the text line tomorrow at 319-366-1600, and just give us a call at 319-366-1600. May have a golf guest as well. We'll see how it all plays out. All right, thanks to Rob Gray for joining us. Good stuff right there about Iowa State men's basketball, Tyrese Hunter. as well as Iowa State football. As the Cyclones have wrapped up the spring, they look forward to fall drills and going through summer conditioning now with the strength and conditioning departments over there.
Are we efforting little John Daly or?
No.
We don't.
Razorback Dale, if you can get John Daly the second, let us know. No, we're fine. We're fine. Trying to talk a little NFL draft later on in the week as well, as we are just about, 9 days out from the NFL draft, and that's coming up sooner than later. And should be a very interesting draft because it is not a quote-unquote strong quarterback class. Not as strong as usual, but you're still going to see three names at least called in the first round, no matter if they're first-round guys or not, because quarterback is such a pivotal position, the most pivotal position in all of sports. You got to have one. You don't, then you're not going to be very good.
From Liberty University.
It's going to be a first-rounder.
Malik Willis, yeah.
He's going to be a first-rounder. It's just going to depend who who's going to jump and take that chance on him a little bit. Podcast to be available at kgymradio.com, at the Gym Class, also Apple and Spotify. As we talked to NIL a little bit earlier on, all buoyed by John Daly II and his newly announced contract, if you will, with a certain restaurant that serves wings. That is
maybe
not here.
Too late to get into this, but what's the difference between John Daly Jr. and John Daly II?
Nothing. Just semantics.
Okay.
Just semantics.
Always wondered that. Thanks for clearing that up.
All right. You bet. We like doing that out there. As we mentioned, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class coming up tomorrow as well. And Iowa spring game, you and I, well, spring game in name only. You and I will have theirs. They will both be on Saturday, as we will talk about that later on in the week and into early next week as well with you right here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. And as we mentioned, we're going to talk some golf coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to that with Brian Haas, and he'll answer your questions if you've been able to get out in the last couple of weeks with the lousy weather. So it's been nice at least Saturday, but chances of rain with highs in the 70s.
And windy, of course.
And windy, but that's not unusual. As far as Eastern Iowa is concerned. More NBA basketball coming up tonight. We get back on the radio as far as ESPN and the NBA tomorrow night with you, as that will resume, and we'll keep on keeping on. Hockey playoffs just around the corner as well. And, looking forward to talking golf tomorrow. We got the team event coming up this weekend, as we mentioned.
Not one of my favorites.
No, it's... it's okay once a year. It's at an unusual time, though. It's at an unusual time. This will be when Nance takes his week off, probably, I would imagine, although he'll miss the great food in New Orleans out there. And by the way, this has not been substantiated or anything like that, but rumors to the effect that the Red Zone channel could be changing homes. In 2023. That rumor started today. So pay attention to that. That could change the landscape as far as the NFL in the next couple years. Todd and Alex coming your way next. We will talk with you tomorrow at 3 here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Napa Know How.
At Napa, we've got more ways to keep you mobile with huge deals on Mobile 111.